called Together. We're going to be doing it this week and for the next couple of weeks. Now, I need y'all to know about next week that I didn't mention earlier in the announcement. Next Sunday, we are going to be blessed to have Brother Urbano Facundo to be bringing the word for us next Sunday. And so I want y'all to be praying for him. The Lord has got a word inside of this man, and I need y'all to hear it, like for real. And so if you've got some friends that you didn't get around to inviting here for today, I want you to know it will be worth your while to invite them next Sunday to be here. Be a really, really great time together. Let me pray, and then we're going to jump into, eventually we'll get to Romans chapter 3 here, but let me pray here first. Lord God, we do thank you for your faithfulness to us. We thank you, Lord, for your presence, even here right now. And God, I just ask that even if it's hard for us to feel your presence, that we would just trust you there. I thank you, Lord, that even when we don't feel you, you're still there. And so, Lord, we just ask, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would just speak into each and every one of our lives, including mine, Father. Help me, Lord, to not only to hear from you, but, Lord, I seek, Father, that the words of my mouth would be your words today, God, that your message alone would be proclaimed in this place. And, Lord, that you would just help us all to say yes to you, whatever that might look like and whatever that might mean, Lord, just help us to say yes to you today. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Wonderful. I want to read for you out of Romans chapter 3, verses 21 through 24. So again, we'll be in Romans chapter 3, verses 21 through 24. It'll be up on the screen as well if you want to follow along there. It says, "But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify," which basically is the Old Testament, right? Verse 22, "This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile." Gentile is basically anybody who isn't a Jew. Verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus."